first, let's play a little game. I'll name a product. You think about a color. Reese's peanut butter cups, maybe the orange of the package. UPS, the brown, of course. Home Depot, back to orange. That fiberglass insulation inside your walls, depending on the brand, might just be pink. Since 1985, dozens of companies have claimed ownership over certain colors and filed suit against competitors who attempt to use them. So can a corporation own a color? Our next guest tackles that question in a piece online for The Hustle. Zachary Crockett is a journalist who's written for publications including Vox, Time Magazine, Gizmodo, and others. He's done radio work for NPR's Marketplace. Zach, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I had not heard of this concept that one can own, in effect, can copyright, or not copyright, trademark a color. What got you started tackling this issue?
Yeah, it's kind of an astonishing thing that's really just emerged in the last 30 years. I was walking by a jewelry store during Christmas, and like many people, probably wondered about how Tiffany got a control over these blue boxes that jewelry comes in. And it kind of sent me down a rabbit hole and discovered dozens of brands that have done this in recent years.
Now, without digging too deeply into the complexities of intellectual property, this goes under trademark law, not like the patent side of things or the copyright side of things. What does trademark law mean? What does it do?
Sure. So trademark law in the United States goes back, you know, more than 200 years. Typically, it's used to defend a logo or a slogan. So think, you know, Nike or the famous Golden Arches, and also something like Just Do It or I'm Loving It. But in recent years, the definition of a trademark has really been stretched by corporations. And, you know, now you're starting to see sounds and shapes and scents and, as fate has it, even colors being protected under trademarks by brands.
So what are the most famous brands where we might recognize that color and it turns out, yeah, in fact, they've trademarked that color?
So you've got – every time you see a brown truck, you know it's a UPS truck. Tiffany has the blue boxes for its jewelry. You have the famous canary yellow on the 3M Post-it notes. You have yellow on wiffle balls. You have orange on Fisker's scissors. You have the red soles on the high heels of Louboutin shoes. And you even have colleges trademarking colors. You have University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill has their Carolina blue trademarked. And the University of Texas at Austin has a burnt orange trademark as well.
What does this mean for the use of these colors? I guess if I wanted to create a line of scissors and I made them exactly that same orange, I could see where that might be in trouble. But how far beyond that do companies go to defend their trademarked color?
Well, most of the companies that have these trademarks have a lot of legal firepower, so they are known to come after you and defend these. The most infamous of these companies is T-Mobile. Looking into their history, going back at least 12 years, there's almost a dozen times where they sent threatening legal paperwork or even took companies to court over the use of magenta. You know, T-Mobile has said in the past the most important element of their entire corporate identity is the color magenta. Their CEO dyes his hair magenta. He even has a magenta slow cooker in his house. I mean, he's made it his entire life revolve around this color. The company is very litigious when it comes to other companies using that specific color of magenta.
Talking to Zachary Crockett, his piece headlined, "Can a Corporation Own a Color?" And you give, Zach, an example on that magenta T-Mobile issue of a guy who started a company and put a website, and he wasn't starting a cell service, cell provider company, but they were really interested in what he had to do. What happened?
Sure. So last summer, a guy named Daniel Schreiber, the CEO of this small insurance startup called Lemonade, got a threatening letter in the mail from T-Mobile. And, he was a little confused because he had this insurance company and here he is getting this letter from this massive telecom company. He hadn't used the company's logo. He hadn't used the tagline. And then reading the letter, he started to notice that they were threatening him because he had used a similar color of magenta in a totally unrelated industry. And the reason this can happen is generally trademarks protect just that specific industry. So, looking at Tiffany's blue boxes, they obviously can't defend their color blue, for use on a computer or something. But T-Mobile is such a large company, and they have their tentacles in so many different industries, including healthcare, that they really have a very broad application of being able to protect that color.
And this creeps into different industries and into different hues of magenta. It looks like you in the piece, you have different color palettes that I guess are covered, not just their magenta, but neighboring magentas.
Yeah, it really is something. I mean, essentially any color that's close enough to their color, it doesn't even have to be the exact color. If it causes customer confusion, they have a right to defend it. So it could be a completely different shade of magenta. But if it's close enough, under this theory called the shade confusion theory, they'll be able to actually defend it.
I love the shade confusion theory concept. Now, whether or not a court would agree with this may not matter, right? If I own a small insurance company and T-Mobile is suing me, they can spend a lot more in court than I can. Do we actually end up with legal conclusions on these claims?
Yes. So most of the time, a company like T-Mobile will go after smaller players who don't really have the resources to fight back. In Lemonade's case, they had to stop using the color magenta in Germany, where this trademark suit was filed. And they are currently fighting it. But the other thing is, even when companies own these trademarks, they're incredibly hard to defend. There's a story in recent years, General Mills has tried to trademark the color yellow for Cheerios. And they've gone to court numerous times, and the courts have found that they're not legally allowed to file a trademark for yellow. And the reason for that is, in order to file one of these trademarks, you need to prove secondary meaning. You need to prove that there is an inextricable link between that color and the brand. And in Cheerios' case, there's just way too many other cereals. There's like 23 other cereal brands that use the color yellow. So it's impossible to prove that when you see the color yellow, you're immediately going to associate it with Cheerios.
Now, here's one that struck me as a little weird. Prince, the late musician, and is associated with the color purple. His estate is trying to trademark purple, at least in certain situations. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's one I found kind of trawling through the trademark database. They are trying to file a trademark for the color purple specifically for use in live music venues. And that sounds like it could be a pretty broad application.
Yeah.
But, the specific shade of purple that they have trademarked is called Love Symbol Number 2. Very, very Princeian name. But it's for the color that should be used on buildings that performances will be inside of. So the applications are very specific sometimes.
In our last half a minute, clearly somebody in the marketing department believes that color is really important to consumer impressions of a company and a brand.
Yes. So there actually is, there are some studies to corroborate this, but between 60 and 90% of a consumer's initial judgment of a product is based on color. And more than half of consumers say that the color of a packaging is an indicator of the quality of the product. So color is very important with branding, and businesses know this and protect it.
Zach, thanks a lot for joining us.
Of course. Thanks.
That's journalist Zachary Crockett. He wrote the piece, Can a Corporation Own a Color for the Hustle? Let's have Central Time copyright a color, or trademark, I'm sorry, a color. Though, I don't know, on the radio, I don't know if that'll really come through. We'll get back to you on that.